Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning, we focus on the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York, which is a not-for-profit organization that works to alleviate hunger and prevent food wastes. It collects large donations of food from the food industry for distribution to charitable agencies, feeding the needy in a 23-county region of Northeastern New York. This morning, Mark Quant joins us. He's the executive director of the Regional Food Bank, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Mark back to the program. How have you been?
Good. Thank you.
Always
happy to be here.
To see you. Thank you very much for being with us. You all are busy. You got a lot going on.
We're always busy, but we're very busy right now.
So what is taking up the most time? Because not only are you doing your day-to-day work, but then you're changing things as well.
Right. The need has really been great in the community, and so every day we are receiving more food donations from the food industry and distributing that food out to the 1,000 different agencies we serve throughout Eastern New York. But we've really run into a situation where our space has been limited in a number of ways, both in the warehouse and in our office. And eventually we have to deal with our parking situation. But so we're in the process now of expanding that space. Our distribution dock should be close to completing that part of the project, and we're still working on our office expansion.
This is all in Latham, and this is – so tell people what happens. I mentioned it briefly in the introduction, but you're collecting these large donations of food from the food industry. So – you go to them, you have contracts with them, I assume?
It's not so much contracts. Within the food industry, food waste is just a standard
right.
part of the work that they realize. And it happens really at all levels, from the farm level where there's typically overproduction, there's less than perfect fruits and vegetables, to the processing realm in which the same thing happens. Mistakes are made, packaging errors are made, and then you have product at the retail and the distribution end where product is nearing its best if used by date or packaging gets damaged. There are lots of situations that cause food within the system to be unsaleable. So instead of throwing that food out, a lot of it is still perfectly good to eat. Instead of throwing that good food out, companies can donate it to the food bank, and then we redistribute that to food pantries, soup kitchens, homeless shelters, and other types of agencies.
Do you have a sense of how much you're going to get, or does it, given that you've been doing it for so many years, is there a statistical, an analysis of percentages will tell us that we're going to receive this or we're going to have this to work with in any given time? Or does it really go all over the map that you never really know?
Yes and no. It's really
okay.
It's really both. That just based on history, we have a pretty good sense of what to expect as we enter a year overall. And that has really changed, though, a lot. In the last 8 years, our distribution has almost doubled. Last year, we provided over 36 million pounds of food. And in 2008, it was around 19 million. So it's changed a lot. So we know we're on this upward progression, but our guess would be that we'll be in that 36-plus million-pound range. But day-to-day, you never know what's going to happen. Just in the last month or so, on top of the fact that we were under construction and really cramped for space because of that, we've really been hit hard, which is a good thing, with food donations. They've really spiked, and that happens. You hit periods where food donations are flowing in real heavy. They never really get light, but they might diminish a bit, and so you hit these ups and downs a bit. So right now we're going through a period where the donations are very strong, so we have to respond in like to that. We have to make sure, especially if it's perishable food, that our systems are working so that food comes in and goes out quickly.
Some 300 local and national companies that donate food to the food bank, and all the local ones, Price Chopper, Hannaford, Target, Walmart, Fryhofer. Mm-hmm. Do you have the say as to what what you want versus what they give you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that answer is no, really, because we're not buying the food. So we make it clear to everybody that food companies donate to us the food that they have available that is unsaleable, and that can change. So today it might be, well, except for like Fryhofer, we know we're going to get bread all the time. We don't know exactly what that bread is going to be, but we know we're going to get bread because that's what they produce.
But could you show up with 300 boxes of chocolate chip cookies too?
They could.
Yeah.
They could.
Okay.
Right. From a farm, we could get a call today from a farmer who has some product in storage, some squash or apples or whatever that they know they're not going to be able to sell. They don't want them to go bad in storage, and they could donate that to us. We could get a load of all different assorted different produce from RailX in Schenectady that ships in produce from the West Coast. We're picking up at Hannaford and Price Chopper and Walmart on a consistent basis. So we know we're going to get product from their warehouses, but we never know exactly what that's going to be. It changes all the time. It really depends on what is available for donation, what they can't sell. Now, we do pick up at the retail stores, individual stores now, and we know we're going to get produce. We know we're going to get dairy, and we know we're going to get meat. We don't know exactly what each of those components is going to be comprised of, but we know we're going to get that, and we know we'll have it in our inventory. But it changes all the time.
So if we're a food pantry or a soup kitchen in the region, and it's our Sisters of Mercy food pantry in Coxsackie, how do they then go to you to get that product to put on their shelves so they can distribute it to the people who need it in the community?
Okay, yeah, it's more sophisticated than it used to be. We used to have a paper inventory that we would mail, and we still do that to some of the agencies. But now most of the agencies can go online, and they can order right online. So our inventory is available to them. They know exactly what we have in stock, and they can order from that inventory. So it's no different than if you went online to order clothes or computer equipment, whatever.
So is it first come, first serve? So if you, when the meat is gone, the meat is gone, right?
That would be true. The inventory is always changing, though.
Sure.
So you might rush to get your order in, figure I'm beating that next agency. Well, 10 minutes later, another load of something else might come in or get put into stock that you missed out because you rushed to get the order in. So it's always changing. There's always product available, and it's a great mix of product. So the agencies really do depend on the food they get from us, and it's a system that works very well. The only thing that we would do with certain items is if we know they're going to be very popular, we'll set limits. So if we have a load of meat come in, for instance, we don't want an agency ordering 200 cases of that meat and then no one else gets any of it. So we'll put limits on it so that the popular, much needed items are spread out a little bit better.
Then do they pay?
Yeah, we have, for the donated food we receive, we have what we call a shared maintenance fee or handling fee that they pay, and that is 16 cents a pound. So it's not based at all on the value of the product. It could be a can of corn, it could be lobster. It still goes out at 16 cents a pound. But a lot of the donated food still goes out for free. All of our produce, pretty much all our bread, all goes out to agencies for free because we just want to move that through the system quickly. We also do purchase some food. Now, that would be a situation where agencies would know we're going to have that product. We know we're not going to be able to get everything agencies need through the donated stream because, as I mentioned, it's always changing.
Right.
And there's no way to depend on exactly what agencies might need. So we do purchase some items to supplement donations. We also receive some food through a federal program. It's really the Federal Price Support Program where the government buys produce from farmers just to keep their prices strong enough, and then they process that food and make that food available to different programs. One of those programs, they give the food to New York State, and then they provide that food to the food bank. So those are our three sources: the donated food, the federal food, which is a smaller part of our total, and then the purchased food, which is a smaller part of our total. The donated is the core.
Mark, we've been talking a lot about the mechanics of this. I am curious, let's, in our moments that we have left, talk about the need and how you've seen that need change over over your time and even over the last few years of there are many more food pantries, right? And soup kitchens than
from
when
the
you
early
started.
Days. Yeah. Oh yes, yeah, not even a comparison. Right?
And that's a good thing.
It is. It's an unfortunate thing that there's the need is that
right.
way, but it is a good thing that the communities
respond
in such a positive, caring way.
Yeah.
And without the assistance families receive from the food pantries in their communities, there would be people who would really struggle. They just literally they would go hungry.
So what is the need? What are some of the numbers that you can provide? You have a huge service area, but what does it tell us about the need in this region?
We provide on average we don't serve individuals directly.
Right.
I want to make that
yes.
clear. We serve yeah. agencies. But the agencies that we serve, the emergency feeding programs, the pantries and the soup kitchens and the shelters, serve typically around 325,000 different people every year. That's how many people they're reaching throughout our service area. And our population in our service area is a little under 3 million. So it's more than 10% of the total population, which is somewhat in line with poverty rates, which typically have been running around 14% or so on average throughout our service area.
And if I'm an individual food pantry, I'm working as hard as I can to also get donations, get
right.
money, get food. So what you're doing is supplementing that.
Right.
On top of what they're doing.
Right. Actually, we've done some surveys in the past, and we have learned through that process that on average, anywhere from 60 to 70% of the food that food pantries provide and receive in, it comes from the food bank.
It's the other way around, in other words.
Yeah,
they're supplementing.
Right. The core, it really comes from the food bank because it's coming to us for free.
Right.
At least the donated part of it. And the federal commodities are free. So it's smart for them to use their dollars wisely. If they can get food from us at 16 cents a pound or free, they're going to make the dollars that are given to them by their supporters go a lot further.
Right.
So I think the food pantries that really work the best and are the most efficient tend to use the food bank as much as possible. They get what they need and they can get from us. And then, as you said, they supplement whatever they can't get from us. They might go to other sources.
I'm going to ask a question that I realize may be touchy, but I'm just interested in it because you have something that you mentioned earlier. So food donation now is spiking. For individual food pantries and for even for you, if we want to help and we want to donate, does cash actually work better?
Oh yes, it for us it does. And I wouldn't speak so much about what a food pantry's needs are. I would leave that up to them.
But instead of them getting a can of pinto beans that they may never use, they can instead of that, if we give them $50, then that $50 can go to you to get them what they actually need to give out to people.
Right. For us, it absolutely is the best way for individuals to donate. And I don't want to discourage people who want to conduct a food drive
and donate
to benefit
the food,
us to do
right.
that. That's wonderful also. We usually encourage them to also incorporate a cash donation piece as part of their food drive. We can provide $8 to $10 worth of food to our member agencies for every dollar we spend. And that's because the core of what we receive in is donated to us. So the dollars that we receive go further. They're not going to be used to go buy food.
Right.
Or they're going to be used to pay to have our trucks go out and pick up that food, bring it into our facility for our warehouse staff to put it away, inventory it properly, have good controls, pull those orders for member agencies, distribute it for our member agency staff to work with agencies to help them do their job better. So it pays for those types of services, all intended to provide as much food as possible to our member agencies and, most importantly, to the people they serve.
I mean, that ratio, that $8 to $10 for the food for every dollar it spends, that's pretty good. I mean, for a nonprofit, that's
well, it's
amazing.
Because the food is donated. That's
right.
Why we really stress that, that's important for it's important for us because it's valuable for individuals to know how they can support us. In fact, there are a number of people who want to support a food pantry directly, but they do it through the food bank and they send us a donation and ask us to put it on account for a particular food pantry, and which we do. We just put it on account and then that pays their bills.
Well, you can find out more information about the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York and the great work they do by going to regionalfoodbank.net, regionalfoodbank.net. We have that up on our website as well at wamc.org/roundtable. Mark Quandt is the executive director of the Regional Food Bank. Thank you very much for being
with
us. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
Nice to be here. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.